The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We have Sergeant Tricia Durant Charles, Special Victims Department, Region 4. There was an article about police officers assigned to the Special Victims Department at the Northern Central and Northern Division said that they have noticed an increase in the number of men coming forward to reporting domestic violence. And it was kind of like the butt of jokes to a lot of morning shows yesterday. And always there's always that that joking about men going to report, you know, they're getting licks from the woman and this kind of thing, and when officers don't take it seriously. So we're going to have the discussion about it. Of course, I was told that most men come in to report it. That is not true, but we have the lady in charge here and we will be talking to her. Good afternoon, miss. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Bass. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon to the listening audience.
All right, so you're here to say, I heard that you were saying that is a false report. You're laughing already. It's a false report. So men are not coming in to report that women are abusing them.
Well, Mr. B, it's one report of domestic violence. It's one report too many, yeah?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's always enlightening when a victim comes forward, male or female,
all right,
and identify that they are experiencing domestic violence. It means that they are seeking help.
Uh-huh.
And coming to members of the special victim unit,
yeah,
you know, we are trained to help those persons.
Uh-huh.
So what usually happens when a victim experiences domestic violence, they'll either make a phone call to the police or they will go to their station district.
Right.
So when they do, they will meet the first responders, which is officers at the station.
Uh-huh.
So they will capture all the information. If they need to be conveyed to seek medical attention, that will happen.
Right.
They will assist the victim initially.
Uh-huh.
And thereafter, they will send the information to our unit, which is the Special Victims Department.
Right.
And we will appoint an investigator to continue the inquiries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely sounds very strategic. But in terms of, you know, men actually coming to report, I mean, how would you say, you know, in terms of percentage? You know?
Yeah, but we have that misconception of men, you know, coming to report and the police going to laugh at them, you know, or they
It has happened before, it has reported that, but the police probably has gotten more sensitized to it. It's gotten better.
And the approach has gotten better. The sensitization is important. That's the reason why we have programs that we would have had on Saturday, which is the community connection,
right,
where we go out to members in the community and we sensitize, we create that level of awareness so that they are informed that there are specific units to help assist and deal with some of the issues that they may have.
All right, but give me
as it relates to the statistics, I don't have the statistics before me.
Right.
But again, one report of domestic violence is one report too many.
All right, but give me one instance where a man may report that he's being abused by his woman. Give me one example.
One example.
One example, like a reason why. You see, of course, you gotta come and tell you why. When you investigate, do you investigate why? Could it be because he's lazy, because he ain't working, or because he ain't bringing enough money, or because you know he ain't doing enough for the children? Why? What's one of the reasons?
When we hear the term domestic violence, we always think it's a physical act, right? But according to the Domestic Violence Act, is defined as a physical, sexual, emotional, psychological, or financial abuse committed by a person against a spouse,
right,
child, or any other person of the household or dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So some of the reports that we have dealt with where men came to make reports, or they were assaulted by their female partner.
Mm. Assaulted?
Assaulted.
In what way?
So you can assault someone by physically hitting them.
Right, right.
So the person was, the female partner would have lashed her male partner.
Mm, right.
And he chose to come and make a report. Now, okay.
That's a woman who like to hit men. It's a plaything, but like to hit men. I've seen
women
hit men.
No, but it's a serious thing.
Men, yes.
And we joke about it.
And someone had to restrain themselves.
Yeah.
Because they know.
And I will always commend all victims for coming forward, particularly in that instance where the male came forward. It meant that he was trying to protect himself.
Yeah, he reached his threshold.
He reached his threshold, and he didn't want to retaliate by lashing out at his partner.
Yeah.
So he chose to come and engage the police and make a report.
All right.
So that's commendable. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of courage for a man to come forward and make a report. We joke and we laugh about it.
Yeah.
But the seriousness behind it, when we think about all the psychological problems and issues that come along with dealing with domestic violence, we don't consider what happens to that man. Sometimes his masculinity is being eroded.
He's emasculated, yeah.
Yes.
What about women who constantly emasculate men? Is that considered an abuse?
Yeah, of course. Of course, that's psychological abuse, manipulation, coercion, your threat.
Hear that, men? Hear that?
That's
some men going through that every day, you know?
Listen, a lot of times, victims go through abuse and they don't even identify that they are being abused.
Uh-huh.
So we start to hear these terms, these scientific terms of narcissism and manipulation, and we want to know where it come out from. It existed.
Yeah.
It's just now that they put a particular name to it, but it has already existed.
Yeah.
So even by making those threats to a man, that's considered assault by threats, and you can be charged and put before the courts.
All right. Now, how was it that the newspaper got it wrong from you? What was it said that they misconstrued, or they just wanted to make a headline?
I think the question that was asked was some of the challenges as it relates to dealing with domestic violence victims. And one of the challenges that I have observed is that we have safe houses available in this country for females.
Right.
But we don't have any for males. So, for example, if it is a situation does happen with a male and he has to leave the home.
Leave his home,
He either to go and sit down in his car.
Or call his partner.
Go by the partner.
Call his partner.
You understand?
And his partner laugh and say, boy, go back home in your house now, boy. Want to you, boy.
Right. So, here it is that they may be placed in an environment that may be conducive to helping them heal.
Yeah.
Whereas the males don't have that environment.
All right.
So facilities should be made available for men to go to if it is that they are trying to exit an abusive situation.
So we're working on that now? And what do you suggest in that sense?
I definitely would suggest, you know, that proposals are made as it relates to providing avenues for men to get that level of, you know, recourse. Because it's easy for us to pick up a female with children and carry her to a safe house and know that she's getting the necessary care.
Yeah.
It's not the same for a man.
Yeah. But in terms of the whole abuse thing, is it taken, women being abused are taken a lot more seriously than men are taking abuse? Or do they get the same, you know, attention across the board?
Listen, when those reports come to officers of the Special Victims Department, we take all reports seriously, male or female. And what we do as well is that we guide our victims through the process because it's new. Remember, this is somebody that you love and you don't want to see that person get in trouble, but they're not looking for help. How am I going to get the help so that this person, and in most instances, you will get the reports where I just wait to talk to her. Don't lock her up.
So men just do like women too, like sometimes when they call the police for, you know, an abuse, let me say an abuse situation, and the women say, oh God, don't lock him up. Nothing, men just do that too?
Yes. Remember, this is your partner, this is somebody that you love, you care about.
After she just busts up your face.
We get it from women and we do get it from men as well. Remember, it's matters of the heart.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, once an offense takes place, you know, we guide them through the process.
Yeah.
So if they want to have the person warned, we do just that.
All right. Any men out there are being abused or anything, you want to give us a call? No step by step on what to do. We have a lady who could help you. What about keeping a man from his children in these situations? Is that considered a form of abuse? We have a lot of men out there who are, you know, being kept from seeing their children in relationships, because could that be considered an abuse as well?
I know Rondell Fields would love
Rondell
this question.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Because he's a strong advocate for
Single Fathers Association. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's recourse through the court. He can apply for custody for his children.
Right.
And of course, once that order is created, you know, you are compelled to comply with the orders.
And what about the restraining order? Is it ever, you ever had any cases where a man puts out a restraining order on a woman? Because some women could be very stalking as well, could stalk as well too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you can be living in the same house and have a protection order against the person.
You could be living in the same house where you could say, don't use the toilet when I use the toilet.
Well, the order has certain stipulations on it. So where you may be prohibited from using abusive language, you may be prohibited from physically assaulting the person.
Okay.
You may be prohibited from going in particular areas. It based on the on what matter was presented before the court. Yeah. So and each one is specific.
Right. And in these instances where we have will we be having your well stand your ground laws, and a lot of people will be looking to get their FULs. Are you afraid of what could happen in the future with in terms of abuse on somebody who may be a licensed firearm owner?
Yeah, well, those issues, you know, once they come and they make a report of domestic violence, we take it extremely seriously because it can escalate from one into the other within
Because if my woman,
seconds.
If I have a woman beating me, you know,
yes,
and thing, and I have an FUL, you know, I might be, you know,
yes,
inclined to use it.
By law, especially when you're applying for an FUL, you must get a statement from your partner.
Oh, okay.
And must identify that, you know, you're not going through any level of abuse, what's happening within the home.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, I see our phone lines are ringing. We have Sergeant Tricia Durant Charles, a lovely lady, Special Victims Department, Region 4. Right, let's take some calls. Any abuse men want to call? You can put on your headphones now there.
No problem.
Good afternoon to all, madam.
Good afternoon. Yes, Galaxy. You sound like yours, Galaxy.
Such as a list, like how you if you have a sex offender list, is there a gentleman abuse who been abused by the wife list? And is Eric Excel name
hey,
on
hey,
it?
Hey. Nobody name on it. See, everything for Trinidad is a joke, you know. This is not a joke. This is something very serious. Men are being abused there. But is there a list, well, like when somebody's an abuser or has a history of being abused, is that person put on a list? I don't know.
Not necessarily a list, but we have our registry and the unit that we can be able to pull up on the system and be able to see if reports are made prior.
Okay, so let's say I'm going to get into a relationship with a woman. She might be an abuser and I don't know, right? Is there any way for me to, you know, to check out to see if this woman is going to beat me?
That's not the purpose of the registry, but you have to do your due diligence when you're entering.
You have to do your research.
Yes,
do your research. Do your groundwork when you enter into a relationship. Check for the red flags, people. Check for the red flags. 625-2257, 627-3223, 306-1065. There are a lot of men out there, I believe, who are, you know, living in silence. What about getting therapy? Do you all recommend like therapy for them, go to see a therapist and that kind of thing? Or is it just, you know, stop and they just move on?
I like how you identify living in silence. We call it suffering in silence.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we do experience that with a lot of our victims.
Uh-huh.
What we have within the TTPS is a unit called the Victims.
Uh-huh.
The director is Miss Corby, a phenomenal young lady.
Uh-huh.
She goes all out. So that unit offers a level of counseling. So even after they've made the report with us and we continue our investigation, sidebar, we have a unit that will offer counseling to our victims.
Uh-huh.
So we work hand in hand with them because we don't just drop them there, you know.
Alright, okay.
We continue to do welfare checks on our victims. So
very good, very
it's
good.
A combined effort.
Alright, okay. Hello, good afternoon. How's that one there? Line 2, call us up, you know. 625-2257 627-3223. Any questions you may have for Sergeant Tricia Durant Charles in terms of domestic violence. They said after COVID, that's what when you saw really a rise in the cases of domestic violence. People have been, you know, home, clamped up all each other. I thought COVID was something that would have bring people
families
more closer together. But it seemed like it got people, you know, further apart. You know, and what about after post-COVID? Has you been seeing the cases rising, dropping? What's the case?
I believe with continuous sensitization, I think the more information that people get, the more that they want to come forward with, you know, giving reports.
Yeah.
Even if they don't come and give reports, we have informants that will come forward and say, listen, I'm observing this happening.
Yeah.
You understand? A neighbor, a relative can come forward and give information, and we will continue the investigation. So that's what we want to do. We always encourage persons, if you know something, if you see something, say something, you can call 999-555-800 tips and give the information because you might be that person to help a victim.
Right, right. A lot of people are maybe knowing what is going on. Like I say, a neighbor, you know, we saw live in these apartments. If we say you live in an HGC apartment and close and you're hearing things going on right next door to you and you say nothing.
Yeah.
They might hear that somebody injured or they're dead, like what happened to Marcia Henville some years ago. It's after the fact neighbors are saying, well, I really used to hear, you know, she getting licks and things and this. And of course, us here in the media would never know.
Yeah.
Because, well, women have a very good way of hiding. Men have a good way of hiding as well, just as much as women?
When you think about a man, you think about, you know, someone that's proud.
Mm-hmm.
And to come forward
mm-hmm.
to say, I'm being abused.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot out of him to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So just like a woman may hide, men hide as well.
Yeah. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Beth.
Yeah.
Pleasant evening to you and to the Sergeant there.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
With all due respect to your program and the Sergeant, that Sergeant isn't being very truthful to you. This domestic violence hotline is a joke. It's a joke. I am living in Clarkson, May,
uh-huh.
and there's a lady here that is being abused by her husband,
uh-huh.
being threatened over a year and something. Now she's been making reports. You understand? I and all even call several times, and the Coover police is a waste of time. So this thing is just a tomfoolery. There's a long time now we hearing now about. But oh gosh, we didn't have domestic thing, they come in at one. This whole thing is only a tomfoolery thing based.
All right, so where did she make the report, or where did you make the report? Give us some Coover. Details. Coover. And how long now, for a year, you making a report in Coover and nothing?
Nothing at all. Nothing. All and this is questioning. You're sure they went and served the restraining order against the gentleman. They served the restraining order against mm-hmm. the gentleman on his work.
Yeah.
In Point Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a joke, and I can give it two other incidents. Because of a lot of domestic violence that was going on in Saxonville.
So what about she herself? I mean, all right, okay.
So you hear what I'm saying here? Mm. This is a joke. They're going to present a...
All right, well, let the lady answer. Let the sergeant answer now. Let the sergeant answer now. Listen to the sergeant now. It has some people with no faith in the system. I'm sure he's not the only person. We have heard reports where mm-hmm. some men especially abusing. I don't know if it's the case with women. But some men are friends with people in the police station. And when you go to make a report... You know, wife go to make a report, this thing is now the husband finding that no selfie coming back to beat you. You know, but in terms of this year for a whole year, mm-hmm. which is songs kind of far-fetched, what do you have to say to that?
So let me first commend the caller for actually giving and then expressing his opinion. Mm-hmm. It's appreciated.
Yeah.
The only way that we would know how to do better is if we get the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
All right? As it relates to reports that are made, mm-hmm. like I said, when it comes to our unit, because initially mm-hmm. the report is going to be made by the station district.
All right, okay.
So that lady would have gone to the station. She would have made her report.
Mm-hmm.
The officers in the station are now mandated
mm-hmm.
to send that report to the Special Victims Department because it's a domestic violence-related report.
Okay.
Right? So when they send that report, an investigator is assigned to the report. What happens sometime, and it takes a level of patience, of dealing with victims. Sometimes victims come and they say, I don't want to continue, you know. I don't want to go forward. I don't want to give a statement. I don't want to go and seek medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind
of... What do you want the police to do?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So even at our unit, even if a victim is being resistant to the help,
yeah.
what we do is that we of course, communicate with the victim and witness support unit because they need to get that level of counseling, that mm-hmm. level of intervention.
Yeah.
But we get the information as it relates to the offender. And as a unit, we are mandated to go and warn that offender. Even when a victim decides to take out a protection order, if that victim don't come forward and say, listen, this man breached the order, the police wouldn't know. A lot of times you may get report, and I appreciate when neighbors, friends call in and they give information concerning reports of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of time when you go and you speak to the victim, you say, what he call here for?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is happening. Now, you literally seeing a big bump on the victim's head, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they will watch in your face and
so
tell you.
So once the victim
saying
nothing is happening, you cannot intervene whatsoever?
What we do is we talk to them.
Mm.
We give them the hotline if they want to apply for a protection order.
Mm.
We inquire if they want to go to a safe house.
I find you should arrest them for obstructing them. Arrest them for wasting police time and obstructing. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm listening to yourself and the goodly sergeant there.
Mm-hmm.
And the last caller spoke, I want to say truthfully. No, I would want to know if the goodly sergeant there have any statistics in terms of the amount of report, probably for this year, how much reports of domestic violence has been made to the police, and how much alleged offenders have been arrested and charged.
Mm.
So I don't have that before me, but I will definitely get it for you and give you that feedback.
All right. Yeah, when it comes to this, you have to work with numbers, you know, because these people are easy, you know, you have to work with numbers.
Yes, I'm loving the questions, man. This is what we need. We need that engagement.
Mm. All right, yeah, folks, what somebody's saying here? Oh, God, base. Stay away from them red woman. No, come now, man. Red woman, nice. I was something I wanted to ask you, something I wanted to ask you that slipped me. Of course, 625-2257, 627-3223. We're taking calls. You know, I mean, not everything had to be, you know, but of course you would know that people have been arrested.
Yeah, that
people have been. All right, so the process if somebody gets arrested for domestic violence, what do they do? They put them in, where's the process after that? Of course, somebody would have to come to court and, you know, how long does the process take? Or is the same long jury everything like everything else in this place?
So remember, with domestic violence, so many other offenses come out of it. So you might have a malicious damage. You might have an assault by beating, you might have an assault by trance. So when that offender is charged and put before the court, of course, the court process starts. So it can go all the way up to a trial sometimes. We have victims that come forward and they tell the magistrate that they're no longer interested in continuing with the matter. We've had instances where because the offender was a drug abuser, he was referred to get some assistance, you know, in relation to his addiction. So it's not just reprimand and discharge and, you know, dissolve the matter and that's it. The magistrate at that point in time can make different levels of intervention to assist. Because, I mean, again, like I say, it's somebody that you love, somebody that you care about, but you just want them to behave. You want them to stop hitting you. You want them to stop cursing you.
Right.
So you have different recourse that are always utilized.
What about abusing of children now? I mean, well, that's for the Children Authority. You all don't get involved in that. But what about reports of abusing children, you know, child abuse?
Right. So the Special Victims Department is an amalgamation of both Child Protection Unit and the Gender-Based Violence Unit. So we deal with reports of sexual penetration of a child, sexual touching of a child, etc. Those are the reports that come to our unit as well. So sometimes we get reports from persons in the community. Sometimes the hospital calls and say there's a teenage pregnancy.
Okay.
Sometimes you may get reports from
children. Well, hospitals call for teenage pregnancy, anything?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I never thought that happens in this country.
Yeah.
Well, and so what happens then? Because I've been talking about that for the long time. All these teenage pregnancies, you don't know who the fathers are. Some of them are older men or, you know, a child coming in there, 14, 15, 16 year old. A child coming in to make a child. That should be something taken very seriously.
It is. And with Children Authority, we have definitely formed that nexus to be able to take these reports to court.
All right. Good afternoon. Yeah.
This is me again. I call it now concerning the same issue with the domestic violence and the statistics that the sergeant should have had in her possession. As it relates to domestic violence offenses, which are summary offenses, and the police has the authority to grant bail for summary offenses, is it advisable that a person who is charged be granted bail by the police, or that person appear before a magistrate who grants bail thereafter?
Right, so there's something called station bail, which the police can give. And there's also something called JP bail. In most instances, based on sometimes the background of the person, if that person is a violent person, we prefer where that person goes before the court and deal directly with the magistrate.
All right, definitely. So things are happening, people. People have their business. Something totally different from what we're talking about. All right, folks. So we are about to almost wrap it up. But 625-2257, 627-3223, 306-1065. I really wish we had a call from a man or even a woman, of course, who was being abused or got some, you know, redress from the whole matter. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good day.
Yes, sir.
Good day, sir.
Is this the radio station?
Yes, this is Freedom 106.5. Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, right? Why it is when a woman called the station and a man called the station, they were treated different?
When a woman was, so do you had that experience, you call the station for what, abuse?
No, yeah. If you're going to abuse, right?
Yeah.
Why it is they treated different?
Well, they're not supposed to, but give us your circumstance. Or what station you went to? Hello? You hung up?
Oh, gosh.
you hung up, you know, but...
But what I would say is that even the officers, the first responders, when you go to the station, we've experienced some level of customer service as well. And it's an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't get it right all the time. We wouldn't get it right overnight. But the fact of the matter is that police officers, once you come to make a report, we treat the reports seriously.
All right, hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, basically, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What I would like, Sergeant, to do is to leave a number where we can get directly to them.
Directly to their department. That is what I was going to ask. Very good suggestion. I was thinking about that to you, Custody. Yeah. Going to the police, because, and then the police have to go to them.
The station district treated like if it's a comedy show, you know. I know what I'm telling you. Sergeant, so it's very nice of you to be there on the air, and you could leave your air.
Nah, you want a personal number for the calling any woman?
No, definitely not. Okay. Yeah. Definitely, well, because I am also an old retiree. Definitely.
All right, okay. So, but is there a hotline for your department? Anything so they could go direct, or you had to go to the police to make a report? Because, like, we got a couple of instances where police say, go and make a report to the... Because to go and make a report to the police station, then the police station had to go to you. You know, look, I have something with the fraud squad, and also something where somebody... But the social media was using my images on social media and sending women all kind of thing and go to the police time and time again, and there's nothing happening. They send them to this department and that department. One department closed down and this, that, and all kind of thing. So, you know.
I could understand that level of frustration.
Yeah.
What I would say is that the unit is regionalized, right? So, for example, with Northern Division, it's both Northern and North Central Division, and that's Region 4. Mm-hmm. We have a region that's located at St. Clair Police Station, as well as we have one located in Brasso. So it's the different numbers for those regions.
All we need is an 800 number for everybody between 2025.
We can work on
all
that.
All we need
can
is
an 800
number for everybody in 2025. Right? 800-23-DV or something.
Yeah, you know? But we have 800-SAVE. And that's a person, that's the domestic violence hotline that you can call. They as well lease with
If I call
the
now, get them, I ain't getting no dial tone.
Yeah, you call the number. I'm very sure you're going to get on
safe.
To an agent. 800-SAVE.
I can't call it now, you know.
The number for the protection order, if you want to apply for one, is
866-3828. 800-SAVE. 800-SAVE.
There you go. We're putting them to the test today.
Get right now again, licks. 800 safe. It's ringing. How are you?
I am good.
All right, okay. I was just calling to see if your number working.
Yes, we are working.
Nice, man. Beautiful. All right.
So the public can rest assured.
800 safe.
Number
safe.
Work. 800
SAVE. SAVE. 800 safe, boy. Yeah.
Additionally, hello. The number to apply for the protection order is 866-3828.
All right. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Sorry.
Come
on,
man. You see all of those gelics? You call the man, call the wrong number, yes. All right. So somebody said, Base, I have worked in community police since an inception in the mid-1990s, and we dealt with a number of domestic violence reports. And when we go to the scene, the woman would tell us, just talk to him now. He's my child father, and he's the only one working. The woman sergeant is correct, you know? Okay. What to do with police to do in instances like that?
But, we continue to work and serve the members of the public. That's what we're here for.
All right, man. Thank you very much. I want to thank you for coming in. We have a number of questions coming in. So once again, just give us the procedure. If somebody is being abused, what should they do?
You can call 800-SAVE. You can call 999. You can call 555. You can call 800-TIPS.
All them numbers.
Know your station district number. If you live in Chaguanas, know it's your Chaguanas police station number.
Right.
So when you do call that number, the information is then referred to us. An investigator is assigned, and we will assist you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sergeant Tricia Duran Charles, Special Victims Department, Region 4. Freedom 106.5.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.